Hello, hello. Yeah, this is Benjamin Aliko, and today we are going to talk about a scripture in Philippians chapter 2, verse. Let me start reading from verse 20 to 21. It says, "For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ." This is Paul talking to Timothy, or talking about Timothy rather. You realize that people don't think about Christ Jesus anymore, and it happened in the day of Paul, Apostle Paul. So the verse 20, where he said that for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ, and it's true. People are self-centered now, and it's hard for anyone to focus on Jesus Christ. Sometimes when you are preaching to someone, when you're encouraging someone to work for the Lord, it looks like it's a stupid thing. I mean, what's this? You know, like they want something that they can scientifically prove, and they make a mockery out of it sometimes. But the truth is, the main and the most important thing is to know about Jesus, is to preach Jesus, and then to live Jesus. So that's what we are just going to talk about. I'm not trying to, I don't want to preach for long, I don't want to say things for long. But all seek their own. So we should ask ourselves this important question: what are we seeking for, which is our own, and not the things which are Jesus Christ? What things that Jesus Christ will be happy if we seek for? And I said the number one thing is souls. You know, you might not be a pastor, but you might have money to sponsor or support a soul winning activity, or to help spread the gospel to other places. You know, when you have your money, what do you do with it? What do you think about? What comes into your mind? I know some of you are in churches, but you sponsor other things, you know, and then you want to make those things which are not important to Jesus work. But when it comes to things that are of concern to him, how do you support it? Jesus talked about the widow's mite. When people came to give their offering, he looked at the offering baskets and then the amount that each brought, and then he said that this widow has brought everything that she had. But out of the abundance, others gave, not because they had to give. So that's the situation that we are. The gospel needs sponsorship. I see Bishop Dakerwood Mills all the time advocating, seeking sponsorship from individuals, and sometimes it's hard. It's like pulling your a hair out of your nose, but it shouldn't be so. It's good to look good and all that, but what concerns Christ must concern us. So back to the scripture: for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ won't be happy with the fact that we're always seeking our own. We calculate things, and there's nothing Jesus Christ in it. Some of you are doctors, you're supposed to be pastors. Some of you are lawyers, supposed to be pastors. Some of you are writers, but you're not writing to help God's kingdom. So anyone who has his thoughts on Jesus will do things that will cause heaven to rejoice, and that's soul winning. So I entreat you all, brethren, whoever you are, whatever your profession, think deeply about the scripture. That's second. Sorry, Philippians chapter 2, verse 21. Philippians chapter 2, verse 21. Think about it. For all seek their own. So just put your name there. What do I seek, which is my own, and not that which is Jesus Christ? So let me read the scripture. Philippians chapter 2, verse 21. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. So ask yourself, and may God help us to have a deeper understanding and to respond to the meaning of the scripture, so that we can become a blessing to the body of Christ. God bless you. My name is Benjamin Aliko. You can follow me on Facebook, Benjamin Aliko, and Instagram, Benjamin Aliko. You can tweet me at Aliko Benjamin. And what else? Yeah, my Gmail too is benjaminaliko@gmail.com. The Aliko is spelled Alicoe. So all across, you can let us stay in touch. I'll also give you my number. You can WhatsApp me, you can call me, and then we talk. It is +233 240 2287 95. I'll take it again. plus 233-240-22-87-95. Bye bye. God be with you.